We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that when someone gives his son or anyone else for the same price, he gives a present, Mahayoyim Ulach Hamisa. So Mahayoyim, the person gets, the son here in this example, gets the Guf, and then he only gets the Peres after the father dies. And it said in the Mishnah, each one can only sell what they have. That means the father can sell the peiros, and that's it. And the son can sell the guf, and it's the gay for after misa. So more than a shaila. Itma. Mocha ben b'chaye ha'av, u'mesa ben b'chaye ha'av. The son sold his rights in this property in the lifetime of the father, which means he sold the guf. And the son died before the father died. So he never really received anything, because the father all the time was eating the peiros. So what's the halacha? So Omar Rav Yechanon on top of Beis, Loi Kona Lekeach. Lekeach is not Kona because it never went to the son. We'll explain this in a second. Shloka Shama Kona Lekeach. Shloka says that Lekeach is Kona. Rav Yechanon Loi Kona Lekeach. Why? Kinyan HaPeres Kinyan Guf Dami. Which means since the father owns the Peres now, so right now the father, it's Kilu owns the Guf. If he Kilu owns the Guf, so you can't sell the Guf because the father owns it. And the son never got it to give it over. So let's explain this. So we'll take Rabbi Yechanan first. If you're Rabbi Yechanan, since Kinya Peres Kinya Guf Dami, so the father has full control, it's considered the father really owns the whole thing. There's like a tenai built in that after the father dies, the son won't get it. So he only can sell something that he's going to get. Right now he doesn't have it. Right now the father has it. So he could sell something now, because he has a right in it in the future, but if he never gets it, it can never be transferred to the lekeach, because he never got it. And what's the halacha taka? In this case, lo kana lekeach, who gets it after the father dies? So actually, Rashbam says, I'll go back to the Yerusha Av. What's the reason Rashbam says? Rashbam says, because Lemaisa, he's misalik himself by selling it, so he's like he's meichel his rights on it, but it wasn't a sale. So go back to the father's Yerusha.
Ben has children,
yeah. But he sold it. He sold the goof. That's what Rashbam learns if it goes to the Yerusha Av. Actually, Tosfos in the Dermas Lekon Lekech, the second Tosfos says, Pershivam, the Yachzur Yerusha Ben. I'll go back to the Yerusha Ben. I'll go to the Yerusha Ben. Yochlu Lekucha is Lema Vichazav, and he can't sell the father. The Lekuchas don't get it. But we're not going to concentrate on that, Machlekos. We'll concentrate on what it says over here. That what? Mekech is not koinet. Why? Because Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf Dami. The father has full control of it. It can't be sold until the ben actually gets it. Now you're going to ask me, what happens in a case where the ben did not sell it, but the ben died in the father's lifetime? Who gets it then? Let's say the son died, and then afterwards the father died. Who gets that guf? That the Rashbam speaks out. It's pashut that the yerush of the ben gets it. Are you going to ask me, what's pshat? So it's a good question, and the achrayim say pshat is like this: that when kinyan peres kinyan guf dami, it makes its ki'ilu, it's not bereshusai. Avadi has a potential; the son has a potential chelek in this property, but right now its ki'ilu doesn't. It's not bereshusai at all to sell because the father has kinyan peres kinyan guf dami. So when it comes to you selling something to lekeach, you don't have enough power to sell it to someone else. It's you don't have control of it. But something that's not bereshusai, you could be meiris such a thing. You could be meiris such a thing. For example, there's an idea called a geneva that's in a bereshusai, right? Someone steals something from you, and you don't have it now. You cannot sell that item, even though it's yours, but it's stolen right now. You can't, in a bereshusai, you can't sell it. But you could be meiris. If you die, you know who owns it now? The children own it. And the ganav owes it to the children. It could be yours in bereshusai. So kinyan peres kinyan guf dami makes it to a level that's not bereshus the ben, so he can't sell it. But it could be, his yerushim could be yerushim. That's the shita of Rabbi Yechanan. Shlok says, no, kinyan peres lav kinyan guf dami, which means right today and now, the son owns the guf, so he doesn't have to wait till the father dies. He owns it right now. He sold it right now, and even if he dies first, it makes no difference, he could sell the guf. That's the machlokes of Yechanan Shlokesh. Break the Gemara. They already argued once about Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guf Dami. And so why do you have to say it every time? We know Rabbi Yechanan is like a hold. How do we know this? The Itmar. We learned. Someone who sells his field leperis and someone buys it just leperis, which means he buys a property. It's like it's similar to like a lease. But here he bought it for the gamri. He bought it. He doesn't own the karka. He owns the leperis. Rabbi Yechon Omer, you have to bring bikurim and lay in the parasha. Maybe bikurim, even though you say in the parasha ha adoma shenasatali, it's considered that I got the adoma because kinya leperis kinya goftami. So Rabbi Yechon says maybe bikurim. If Shlokos says maybe in bikurim, you have to bring bikurim, but you don't read the parasha. And therefore, it's mamish like you own a property, and therefore you bring bikurim with leading the parasha, with saying the parasha. Shlokos Amar, maybe vein and kairi, kinyan peris lav kinyan guf dami, kinyan peris not kinyan guf, and therefore you can't say as adam asher nesatali. Now, why do you have to bring bikurim at all? Kudos lakish. So it's machlokes Rashi and Tais, Rashbam and Taisus. The Rashbam learns that since you own the peiros, you own the schus yenika of the karka and the peiros, and it's called asher tavi me'artzicha. That's a chiddush of the Rashbam. The Rashbam is the first wide line. He says maybe in the karish any yochel likros ha'adam asher satli miu b'havah chayiv according to Rosh Lakish. The chsiv asher tavi me'artzicha asher eshivud lo yenikas karka the peirosim. Toisus the mask of maybe in the karish does not like this pshat because he says avivait it's called artzicha, it's called ha'adam also. Zog toisus pshat v'nira. Shetiknu midrabanon lahavim shum kinyan peiros. It's only the rabbanon taka. Midrais you don't have to bring at all. That's why maybe venikar. So the Gemara's kasha is that we already have a chalakas yirachem shlokas shivak kinyan peiros kinyan gofdami. So why do you need it twice? So the Gemara answers like this. Omlach Rabbi Yechidon, afagav the ba'am kinyan peiros kinyan gofdami, which means even though I taught you by bikurim that kinyan peiros like kinyan gofdami, I would think here by the father it's different. Hoch itzrich sagdach amino abba legabi brei achuli ochel kamash v'lo. No, you would think maybe when a father gives to the son, he does not retain the kinyan aguf. There he gives it with a ayin yofa, and he's taka giving the guf from today, and all he's doing is eating the peris. There's no kinyan aguf. That's what you would think. That here it's different. Kamash v'lo. No, here it's the same halacha. Kinyan peris kinyan guf tami. Vice toys from this sugi. We'll see next tzrichas also. That it is up to you a little bit to change the structure of the Kenyan to be Kenyan Paris Kenyan Gufdami or not. There's a big Rav Chanan about this, and Simon Tov Samachay, a very big Rav Chanan about it, talks about this. But vice versa, there'd be some kind of havmina that you have a little bit leeway with this. But the Rebbe says, if I just told you Kenyan Paris Kenyan Gufdami, I'll tell you that's great by regular sale of Paris. But here, with a father keeps the peiros and gives you the guf, he's very generous to his son, and it's possible he gave the guf as well. And therefore, Kamashla know that even by father, it's kinyan peiros kinyan guf tami, the son cannot sell it. Rashim alokha shaymer, afagav ba'am kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf tami, hocha itzrich. Even though usually, like by Bakurim, we say kinyan peiros lav kinyan guf tami, here you would think it is kinyan guf tami, the opposite svara. Sagdach mele kolagabi nafshay, afil mokim brei. You would think fakarat that when I'm giving something away, I retain as much as I could for myself. So I'm giving you the guf, I'm keeping the peiros myself. I want the guf for myself right now also. I'm keeping as much as I could for myself. I'm thinking when I sell peiros to someone else, so there all I sell is peiros. But when I keep the peiros for myself, I keep the guf as well. And that's what you would think.
What's the chiddush?
No, you would think this. You would think that by a father who gives a ben and he keeps the peiros for himself, he's keeping peiros plus, he's keeping peiros in the guf. Because when he for himself, he keeps more stuff. It's the opposite svara. He's generous with himself.
What do you give
his son then? The schus to get it after misa. The schus to get the guf after misa. So to there, you would think that he keeps the guf for himself. Kamash lo, no, king peiros lav king guf dami. So that is the machlokes, and so the needed tzrichas of the ma'aseh that comes out. Machlokes kinyan peiros kinyan guf dami is negay in both places.
Negay, I would say.
What?
Would the father have to bring bikurim?
The father have to bring bikurim? On fear of Yechon, yes. On fear of Shlokos, no. That's what comes out. Dr. Mara, eis fear of Yechon on Shlokos. We're going to ask a kasha on Shlokos from a Mishnah. Now, it's not a Mishnah, it's really a braisa. From a braisa. Now this braisa is a famous braisa, the Gabbai Dinah Acharecha. So it's a case where you told a person, Nifsei Lecha, the guy who has a estate, he says, he has to give a lot of people favors. So he says, Nifsei Lecha, I'm giving my nechasim to you. V'acharecha, we call him Ruvain. V'acharecha here is plainly afterwards comes Shimon, which means after you die, it does not go to you, your Yarshim Ruvain. It goes to Shimon. And after Shimon dies, V'achar Yarshim is plainly, it'll be Levi. And not, it won't be Shimon's Yarshim, it'll be Levi. The halacha is, Meis Rishon, Kana Sheni. When the first one, Reuben, dies, Shimon gets it. Meis Sheni. When Shimon dies, Kana Shishi, Levi gets it. Meis Sheni B'chai Rishon. If Shimon died first, so now Reuben dies, Shimon's not here. What's the halacha? Yachzu Nechasim L'Yarshim Rishon. Reuben's Yarshim get it. You Reuben's Yarshim get it, because there's no Sheni here to go to. So he keeps it, it goes to his Yarshim. The Mara has a kash of him. Esau, if the truth is that King and Paris is Lav King and Gufta, like our Shlokish, it should go to the Yarshe Noisim. What's the pshat? Because when someone says, really what he's doing is giving Reuven and Shimon Paris. The Guf goes to Levi. That's what's ending up. Reuven and Shimon don't have a Guf. All they have is the Paris. After they die, they lose it. So all they have is King and Paris. If you're King and Paris, King and Guf Dami, so there it makes sense that if the Sheni dies, so Reuven's left to what he has, and he has a King and Paris, King and Guf Dami, so he give it over to his children. But if all he has is King and Paris, and the Guf still belongs to the Noisin, because he doesn't have anyone to give it to, so why would Reuven get the Nechasim? I'll read you part of Lashon Rashbam. The part of Lashon Rashbam is where I'm telling us at the bottom, but we're keeping the Ika Tarti. If Yol Kinyan Peretz Kinyan Guf Dami, see like this. Kivan Dika Tarati, Shiyas Rishon Kinyan Peretz Kinyan Guf Dami, V'gam Sila Kanois and Asman V'gufu Peretz, Hilkuk Yachzu Yosh Rishon. Therefore goes back to the Reuven's children. Eli Esau, the Lav Kinyan Guf Dami, if it's not Kinyan Guf Dami, Eze Tam Yachzu Rishon, why should it go to the Rishon? It goes back to the Noisin. Because the Rishon only has his Peretz. And all he has his Peretz, has the Yerush, the whole entire property to his kids. Well, once he dies, he loses Chus Paris, and now it goes back to the Noisin. So the Gemara's kasha is that if you hold Kinyan Paris, Lav ke Kinyan Aguf Dami, it's very hard to learn this din that it goes to the Yarshe Arishan. It should go to Yarshe Noisin. Vim Isa Yarshe Noisin Boilei. Amalei. So Rosh Lakish will answer like this. Kvar Tirgma Rav Hoshia Vabavel, that Acharecha Shani. What does it mean Acharecha Shani? It means that by Acharecha, I am giving you the guf, l'kuli yama, even for your shlokish. If you look at the Rashbam, acharecha shani, the mashma, the guf uperis nosan l'rishon. Do behed yapirish acharecha yuris plaini, v'alesa delerish hilkul yisharo b'yad yorish rishon. Do hoch kamalei, ko yimecha yecha yakol shalach aperi v'aguf. And whatever's left, give to the next person. So, Rosh Shlokish is mechadish, the acharecha is different. By acharecha, itaka, it means I'm giving you the guf and the peris. L'zman. Afterwards it goes to the next guy. But I'm giving you guf and the peris. V'chein, Rami Rabba Bar Rav Huna Kamid Rav Omar, he answered, Acharecha Shani. And he answered that Acharecha is different. So, Akaponim, we had a kasha that it says over here that if the Sheni dies, B'chai Rishon, if Shimon dies in Reuven's lifetime, Reuven gives it to his Yarshim when he dies. And the question was, he never owned the Guf. Teretz is, either or Yerushim holds Kunya Peres King Guf Dami, or according to Rosh Lakish, Acharecha is different. There's a brisa that says you give it back to the Yerushim Noisin. So Bishlam Alfirush Lakish, it's not so shver, because you could say he holds that you know Acharecha is not different. It's classic King Peres Lakin Guf Dami. That's what goes back to the Noisin, to the giver, to the original owner. But according to Rabbi Yochanan holds King Peres Lakin Guf Dami, and for sure by Acharecha he holds like that. So why would it go? What would it say? It goes to the Noisin. And for the Gemara, Tanoi, Samachoik is Tanoi. The Tanya learned in a Braisa, Nichse Lecha, on top of Lam Zion Aleph, Nichse Lecha Vacharech Leploini. If I say I'm giving you Nechosim, I'm giving you Reuven, Vacharech Leploini afterwards to Shimon, the Yorad Rishon and Machar. The first Reuven went and sold the property. The Ochal, and he ate the profits of what he sold. Hasheni Moitzim Yalakuchas. Rebbe says, the Sheni says, what do you mean? I'm next. You can't sell it. When Reuven dies, he goes to Lekuchas and says, that's mine. Rav Shimon Gamilo, Ein L'Sheni Mashai Rishon. He does not have, he does not get it anymore. Shimon is stuck. He didn't get, Reuven sold it out. Reuven had a good idea. Reuven sold it, and Shimon gets nothing. So what's the Bi'ah Machlekes? So the Rashbam explains, Bishlam Afirash Lakish, he'll learn everyone else King of Paris, Lav Kikin and Guf Dami. So what's the machlokes if you can sell it or not? If you hold acharecha shani or not, that's the machlokes. If you hold acharecha shani. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he learns that the machlokes over here is if kinya peres kin guftami. Rabbi who says that you can, if you sell it, it gets taken away from the kukos, holds kinya peres lav kin guftami. Rav Shimon Gamil holds kinya peres ki kin guftami, and therefore you could sell it. And Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk of Shimon Gamil, and therefore the halacha is because he passes kinya peres kin guftami. Rabbi Yochanan pasuk is like Rav Shimon Gamil. So again, the machlokes tanoim, according to Rabbi Yechon, machlokes tanoim is if kinya peres kin guftami. Because if you hold kinya peres kin guftami, you could sell it. And Rosh Lakish holds, no, the machlokes is vacharecha shani. So let me just ask you a question, that if according to, comes out according to Rabbi Yechon, if the father gives you mayoyim lachamisa, right? The son can sell, the father can sell it, right? Because kinya peres kin guftami, as it comes out. The father can sell it. The Mishnah said before it's not like that. How do you assume it's the Mishnah? So you look at bottom Tosfos Kulam Vav Beis, the end of Tosfos in a little gillion there. He says Pshita Lo Yochalim Chor Kumayav. You can't sell. So it's a Mishnah. So what do you do? What's the Pshat? So the Rishash says a little bit of Pshat in that. The Rishash says the Chilik who the Vadim the Mishnah was from the Abba Lagai Brei Chuli Ochel. He says Rabbi Yochalim Pshat in the Mishnah is. Because a father, like as far as we said before, the father, when it comes to the son, the father is generous to the son. And he says, you know what, I'm not going to have a right to sell it. That's the Rosh Hashanah's Pshat in the Mishnah Kuntar Yechonim. Because Rabbi Yechonim is very sure. That's the Rosh Hashanah's Lurim Pshat for Rabbi Yechonim. So I got upon him, so we answered Rabbi Yechonim. Now, once we brought down Rabbi,
He said,
and I just answered Rosh Hashanah, answered Rosh Hashanah, then the Mishnah. Which Kasha? You mean the Kasha on the Gemara?
Yeah.
It's Mechalik Tanoim. We had a kash that says, one price that says it goes to the Yarshi Rishon. That stims, Rabbi Yechonon. The other price that Yarshi Noisa does not stim, our answer is, B'chol Yisrael. One's Rabbi, one's Shimon Gamil, he passed the Rav Shimon Gamil. Now the Gemara just has a kash that's a stira between Rabbi and Shimon Gamil. This is nothing to do with Rabbi Yechonon, it's not a stira, Rabbi and Shimon Gamil. Raminu, I'm asking you a kash from another price that says, Nichsi Lechav Acharecha Leploini. If someone says, I'm giving Ruvain Nechosim, afterwards to Shimon. Yared Rishon Umoichav Eichel, the Rabbi. Rabbi says, the Rishon could sell it and eat it. And sounds like it was a good sale. And before he said, Rabbi says, the Shani is Moitzi Miyad Kuchas. Here it sounds like it's a good sale. Divi Rabbi. So in real life, Ain Le Rishon El Achilas Peres Bavad. He only has Achilas Peres Bavad. Sounds like he can't sell it. Mamash often a clear stira between Rabbi and Shemim Mil. Kasha the Rabbi. The Shemim Mil, Shemim Mil. Mar says, not a Kasha. The Rabbi, like Kasha, hold the Gufa La Peira. The first price is talking about selling the guf. That, if you sell the guf, the sheni says, Hezekhain, it's mine. The second price is talking about selling pears. I can sell the pears. As long as I'm alive, you're eating the pears. I can sell that. That's what it means. You can sell those pears. That's not a steer and rabbi. There was shimming mel, like, Hasha, halakatilo de aved. That the first price is saying that, but the eved, if I sell the entire property, the sheni gets nothing. But the second price is saying it's not a nice thing to do. Lekatchila only sell the peres. Why? Because the ma'isa, the giver, the one who's giving it, wants to do a favor to the sheni, to Shimon. He likes Shimon also. He likes everyone. Reuben, Shimon, Levi. And you're taking it. You're changing around as well, really. And therefore, you should not do a lekatchila. But avada works, and that is the first brisa. Sa'ad Khan, this machlekes Reuben Shimon Gamil and machlekes Reuben Yochanan and Rosh Lakish.